This is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. The next legislative session doesn't start until January, but some lawmakers are already working on next year's budget challenges. And as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, a prominent Republican says closed-door meetings between lawmakers and administration officials are sidestepping what should be a public process.
On Wednesday afternoon, in a conference room off-site from the State House, the chairs of several House and Senate committees will meet with members of the Shulman administration to discuss issues facing the Department of Taxes. Here's South Hero Representative Mitzi Johnson, the Democratic chairwoman of the House Committee on Appropriations.
And we just want to have a sort of a broad conversation about what are the challenges and opportunities that the tax department is facing long range.
It isn't the first meeting of its kind this fall, and it won't be the last. Johnson says these informal gatherings will help legislative leaders get a better grasp of the issues they'll be facing when the full body returns in January.
Just begin to chat about how we can do things differently, also using the opportunity to put the administration on notice that the legislature is going to be thinking about the budgeting process differently.
It's an approach that has drawn sharp criticism from House Minority Leader Don Turner. Turner says these closed-door meetings will limit legislative participation in what should be a public process.
I think it just shows what happens when you have too much power and we have single-party rule. We need to bring balance back to Montpelier.
Johnson helped orchestrate the pre-session gatherings, and she says they'll allow the full body to hit the ground running when lawmakers return in January. Turner, though, says he worries it will give Democratic leaders a chance to grease the skids in advance of the next session and ensure preordained outcomes for the budget debate to come.
Everything's going to be predetermined, and they're going to come in, and they're going to jam this stuff down everybody's throats.
House Speaker Shap Smith says Turner's concerns are unfounded.
It seems to me that it's good government practice, and I'm just surprised that people would complain about it.
Smith and Johnson say lawmakers meet privately with administration officials in advance of every legislative session. The only difference this year, according to Smith and Johnson, is that they're pulling in a wider range of legislators, including some Republicans.
This does not replace the committee meetings that will happen and the robust discussion that will happen around the issues. It just makes sure that we're efficient when we get there.
Johnson says she's been careful to ensure that none of the meetings include a quorum of any legislative committee, and she says she's worked with legislative lawyers to make sure they don't run afoul of open meeting laws. Johnson says she told Turner the meetings were happening as a professional courtesy. Turner says he isn't impressed by the voluntary notification.
These people are the majority. They're controlling the information. They're even blatantly telling us, oh, we're going to have a meeting, but you can't come. So, you know, it's just a blatant misuse of power from my perspective.
Lawmakers are facing a fiscal year 2017 budget shortfall that could be in excess of $130 million. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.